Well, hi, everybody. Today is Friday, and the date is March 11, 2016, so 3/11. We have 9/11, and this is 3/11. So maybe it's one-third of the impact of the energy, maybe of trauma that was exhibited on 9/11. I don't know. So maybe 6/11 will be even worse than 3/11. Then we hit the grand finality at 9/11. I wonder if they plan to put in a 12/11, and they just didn't do it. It's interesting to check out those dates on Google. Anyway, let's clear the date here. So releasing the energy. Remember, the dark side always uses numerology to plan their stuff or to do things. To move energies, just to move energies, we'll say, whether it's good or bad. So here we go, clearing away today's date, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we will clear away something that's bugging you. So think what that could be. And we'll clear away that one incident situation. I'll count to 10 to release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okey-doke. Now let's energize the light beams. So we'll see how many monitors you have up there. Maybe you got half a dozen. Who knows? That would be great. You'd be in the middle of them. So here we go. Energizing the light beams to bring peace all around you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there. So, Ann, are you out there in BBS land someplace?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and thank you, Ron, so much for being here and doing this show for us. I believe you gave the date and cleared it, so thank you for that. You're listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amitron. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. You can reach us by clicking on the fast chat button on the BBS radio page or by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So we're happy to be here tonight and answer your questions, maybe do some sample healings. Next weekend, Ron is going to be in New York City at an expo, and all the information for that is on his website. What is the name of that expo again, Ron? Conscious Life Expo?
No, this one is the New Life. So we
New Life.
The Conscious Life. You
right,
get away
that's
LA. Life. Now you're conscious. And in New York is the New Life. So once you have the New Life in New York, now you go back to San Mateo by San Francisco, and now you know how to live with it, so now you have the New Living Expo. So,
and by the way, if you do go to New York and meet Ron and go into the light chamber, you will have a new life.
Yep.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
So what Ron does, besides give some talks and meet people at the expo, is he sets up this wonderful space in his booth called the Light Infusion Healing Chamber. And for a small donation to Ron, you can go in there and sit through about as many 10-minute sessions as you'd like over the weekend, where you will receive source energy directly coming to you for healing. And it's a wonderful, renewing, peaceful feeling. And if you cannot get to the expo or any of them, you can send Ron a picture of yourself through email, and he will make a copy. Well, you can copy it, I guess, or you'll probably make the copy, right, Ron? Is that how it works? They send the picture, and then you print it out. And he'll put your picture in the light chamber for the whole weekend, and that's for a donation of $100. However, you must get your picture to him by the 15th, which is this coming Tuesday. So it's important to remember, if you want to do that, to get going and send that to Ron. Okay. Thank you for charging up the light beings, Ron. That feels so good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you could, if you have a dog or cat, you can send that picture too with yours. Or maybe you have a horse or something that has a problem. If I can remember, I'll just go talk about this here. Long time ago, when I first started doing the conference calls, I was doing, I just can't remember. Maybe it was an hour or two call or something. This is before I started doing the 8-hour ones. And we'd go to the light ship, and a lady was on the call, and I guess they had, I'm assuming, maybe a ranch, I guess. And anyway, they had a horse. I don't know how many horses they had, but the horse had a healing. The horse had a problem with its eyes. So she was on the call. We took up, animals, pets and things, and that was naturally one of them. So her husband came in before the call because he went to see the horse, and he thought, this horse isn't seen very well, and I'm going to have to probably put him down on Saturday. And he was trying to figure out a way after, he killed the horse to get it removed from their property. So he's trying to figure all that out. And after the call, he happened to come back, and he goes, boy, the horse seemed great. I don't know why I even thought, he had a problem with his eyes. His eyes are perfect, And so he kind of thought he just saw something that was strange or something. But the horse had a healing. That was one of those neat things that just happened. For pets and animals, normally take to healing much quicker and faster than we do. They don't have a lot of that emotional baggage and trauma stuff hanging onto us or onto them. We could imprint them with more if we worry about them a lot, because then our emotions are attaching to them. But aside from that, that's kind of what happened. And she was really thrilled that the horse, was able to see before it wasn't. So anyway, so back to you.
That's a terrific story, Ron. And I know I have a cat, and I know she always responds to the Creation Lightship healings. Luckily, she's very healthy, but, she's always perks up when she hears your voice. And, I think she's affected, just at least to be calm and peaceful, which I believe leads to better health, just by looking at the light beings and that sort of thing. And I appreciated on Wednesday when you were doing the show with Michelle, you suggested, I've been bringing my computer into the bedroom at night now for a long time, but you suggested even bringing in more than one while you sleep. And so I'm looking forward to trying that. I haven't yet, but I think I will try that tonight because it's going to be that much more protection. The light beings will scare away the aliens, right?
Yeah, and most people probably have, the newer TVs and things. The one that I bring to the expos is, I got it 6 years ago or something. At the time it was big, 32 inches. I thought it was big, and it was still big, but, I just plugged that into the side of my laptop, and we display, the page on the website, and I do one of those free clearings. So, if you do have a TV, you may consider plugging your computer. And, typically what I use, is that HDMI cord. But, you do have the other cords on them, but I guess everything now is made for that. I'm not that high tech, but that's you may want to consider doing that. If you do have a TV, because it will have the inputs on it, and your computer, which you're using, just get a cord and plug it in and have that the light being up all night, and have your one of the clearings running to help you out. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. So a listener wrote in about an event that happened on this date, and I was thinking, I guess it's okay because you did say, well, we could Google what happened on this date and see what we might need to clear Would that be a good idea, Ron, for me to tell you what they sent in and maybe we could do a timeline crash of it?
Sure, that'd be great. Sure,
Okay, she wrote in, 3/11 is the date of the Fukushima disaster.
Oh, shit. Oh, God, well, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Unless they're going backwards with the time, maybe the 12/11 is where it starts, and it goes 9/11, you know, for second intensity, and 6/11, maybe we can see what happened on 6/11. 3/11 would be, you know, disastrous, you know. So let's clear away that energy of that particular timeline for that event. So here we go. We'll see what we can do. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I know that event is still haunting many people as they, you know, consider radiation and stuff. Remember, you have a lot of timelines. Each time a person revisits that energy or thinks about it, or maybe they heard about it at a certain time. You know, let's just say it happened at noon, hypothetically, right? And then it gets on the news, and then from there, maybe somebody, you know, hears about it at 3 o'clock. Well, now you got a whole different timeline. So each time somebody hears about it and they put their energy into it, then there's another timeline created. So you got probably everybody in the world bringing forth the timelines of that event. So that could be very disconcerting, you know, trying to get rid of all this energy. So anyway, hopefully you're feeling a little more peaceful. But yeah, wow. Okay. So we're looking at an when did that happen? 3 years ago or something?
I think it was 3 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, anyway, so what's next, Anne?
Well, you know, here's something else that happened today. Another listener wrote in, we've had a lot of weather events in Louisiana today. My in-laws lost many of their animals due to flooding. Besides the emotional clearing, what else can I do for myself and my husband to clear this event?
Just 2 timeline crashes. Everything gets put onto timelines. So as you start relating to a situation, then you are on a timeline because you're relating to it. So you want to get off of that. And so that's the best thing to do is to, you know, get rid of what you perceive you're connecting yourself to. This is with anything. You see something happening. Maybe you see a car accident. That kind of gets imprinted in you. And, you know, because it was live. Then you want to get off that timeline. You don't want to be a spectator in it. And you don't want to sense or feel all the pain from these people that may have been injured, and, you know, you're still connected to it, even though maybe you saw it, you know, 200 feet away. So you want to get off that timeline because it activates stuff in you from your DNA. So you always want to get off timelines, and if you feel anything, sadness, maybe anger or something, then you want to do, you know, hopefully you already had your whole lifetime clearing. Then you want to have the unlimited version. You want to clear that out of you. You don't want it to start to grow and fester, and then eventually you will have a situation with that as you get older. Or maybe that's the last straw. Maybe that's the straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe you saw 20 accidents, and then all of a sudden you see another one, and now you feel your heart kind of having troubles, you know, and you start having situations happening because you're already hit maybe the end of your death barcode activation, and also the death barcode hits you. So you may even want to do a death barcode clearing if, you know, the Fukushima energy is feeling really bad for you. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay. Yeah, well, cannot recommend timeline crashes anymore. They're wonderful. We had a couple of questions about timeline crashes, and I just wanted to say that all of those questions can be answered by listening to an archive of a Wednesday show that Michelle did, and she went very thoroughly just recently over exactly how to run timeline crashes. And it was either February 17th or 24th. I'm not sure which. Maybe somebody else knows. But she took up, did about half the show just on timeline crashes. So anyone who has any questions about timeline crashes, that would be a really good one to listen to. I recommend that we listen to the archives a lot. Even if you've heard a show, you'll often get more out of it the second time and hear things that you missed or, you know, have something emphasized for you. So it's really a fun thing to do. So someone has a question, Ron, about having the light beings up in their room when they're sleeping. And so this listener says, I don't sleep with a computer or electrical equipment in my bedroom because of the electromagnetic frequencies. Will the light beings protect you against that?
I would say probably not. The energy off your monitor screen is not like the old, high voltage screen. So you shouldn't really have anything coming at you. There's no high voltage there to be emitted to you. So I think those days are gone. Those with the old cathode ray tubes.
Yeah, so, and can I just say, for years, would have nothing electronic in my room. I've had a battery, alarm clock, everything. And yeah, so I understand this person's hesitation, but let me tell you, even if you are getting any electromagnetic energy, it's worth it. There's no comparison to how much better I sleep and how much safer and just all around just better that I feel having the light being picture up all night.
So you probably have more radiation, I would think, just off the AC wiring inside of your walls and the outlet box that's, on your wall than you probably would coming off of the monitor screen on your, on your computer. Because that's all low voltage. The other one is much higher,
Right.
All you have in there is a light bulb, in a sense, that's lighting up, backlighting the screen sometimes, if it's a liquid crystal screen or something. So anyway, there's really no heat on your monitor screen because it's all backlit.
Right.
So I don't see any. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. We have a couple of testimonials, Ron. I am still feeling so great from the last two pin clearings. Much has been released. Thank you again. Can't wait for the next one. So I wanted to mention that actually in April, you're going to do a different healing, similar to the pins, but this time you're going to remove shackles. And that clearing is scheduled to be April 2nd, which in the morning before the four-hour ascension call. So I guess it'll be 10 a.m. Pacific time again, Ron, and I believe it'll still be $30, right, like the last calls?
Yes, I believe so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And we're looking forward to that. It's basically a matter of as Ron has peeled away things from us, and he sees more and more things that need to be cleared or sees more clearly, we have shackles on us that are energetic. They're from past lives, basically, right, Ron, or other timelines that we might be on?
Yeah, either one of those, yeah. So if you do want to get on that call, I'll be sending out information the last week in March for that. So, if you wanted to do a donation during that last week in March, then I can send you the codes over. It'd probably be on, around the last day of the month there, and you get it by the second. So,
okay.
That way I'll have them all at one time, and I can just do them easily that way, but it will be interesting to get shackles off.
Right.
If you can somehow, you know, send over some of the information, you know, to do, you know, to clear words or keywords for the alien keyword intercept, that would help you out too, because they'll work with the, you know, the slavery shackle, you know, type of energy. So if you can figure out some words that would pertain to that, that'd be great.
Right, and also the natal barcode, Ron, right? I always like to clear the same things on the alien intercept, keyword intercept, and natal barcode.
Yeah. But Fukushima was 5 years ago. Boy.
Yeah, someone sent in it was 5 years ago, and it was March 2011. So that's where I guess the other listener got 3/11. That's correct. It was actually the 22nd of March.
Mm-hmm. Jenny?
So I think we cleared, it's still good that we cleared the 3/11 and all of that, but thank you.
Still a multiple. Those are, you know, key numbers,
right,
you know, that they use.
Right.
So, okay. Well, I could do a sample clearing for something. Is there anything that anybody has requested on emails for? I'll do one for mosquitoes. Mosquitoes will be probably coming around now. So let's do one for if you've been bitten by a mosquito. Jeez. It'd be bad if you had a soulmate for a mosquito, wouldn't it? Let's do mosquito clearing. So if you have a bite from a mosquito, which normally everybody has experienced that, if not many of them, and they can give you, you know, poisons and also, you know, inject you with stuff without you knowing that. So here we go. If you had one and you remember having it, maybe you had one on your forehead or something and, you know, maybe it got really big and you kind of remember that over the years when you were younger it happened or something, or wherever it bit you. Maybe one bit you on your butt or something, you know. Who knows? You know, it bothered you or any place on your body. Here we go. Think of that one time that you had that awful mosquito bite, and here we go. Releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we're going to release. So that was like what happened when it bit you. Now let's get rid of the itchy feeling, okay? The mosquito itch. One, two, three, four, and five. And naturally, your skin, you know, swelled up where probably the itches came from, but you probably have some toxins in there or poisons. So why else would it swell up? So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And I guess that's probably it. We could do something where you physically saw it. That might also trigger you because you actually saw the bite. The swollen area. Let's release that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll just see if that makes you feel better there. So, back to you.
Well, right, Ron, and you have a wonderful healing. It's, I believe, called Bites and Stings. I'm just putting it into the search right now to see if I'm correct, that's what it's called. And I think you've said we can use it, or it might say on the healing, that we can use it for sunburns as well. Let me just look this up. Yes, it's Bites and Stings Healing, and there's a family plan for a month for $30, and the Bites and Stings Healing for just one person for a month, it's $20. And I don't know if that has an option to make it whole life. No, it does not. So it's just for a month at a time. And I'm pretty sure am I right, Ron, you've said you can use it to clear sunburn as well?
Yeah, I don't see why not, yeah.
Right,
so that
right.
Would work. What I'm thinking here is you may always want to do a clearing or what you saw or seen happening to you or to someone. We don't normally talk about that, but remember, your eyes are seeing that. So your eyes can be very traumatized by seeing things, you know, in this lifetime. And we just talk about the emotions, how your body doesn't like it or something, but or it gets filled up full of the residual from the overflow of the dense energies from these invisible bodies. But, you know, the eyes are what you're really probably using most of the time to get imprinted by this stuff. You know, you read things, you see things. Naturally, you're going to hear things, and you may feel something, but your eyes maybe probably are most of it. So maybe I should put an eye clearing up on the website because, you know, that's, you're really getting the information from your eyes. So that could be, you know, a problem. I don't know. So let's see here.
Okay, well, we do have another testimonial. Hi, Ron. Thank you for the entity removal call today. Appreciate the water with the healing codes when you make us real and the getting the entities off of us and destroyed. So I was thinking when you were trying to think of what clearings we could do, is there any sample you could do of an entity clearing for the listeners tonight?
Yeah, just think of something that's bothering you. That keeps maybe you're having a physical reaction to something. It could be an entity. Maybe they're maybe making you, forcing you to do something that you really don't want to do. You know, you could have an entity in you that's addicted to the computer, you know, and wants you to see the computer all the time. Go on there and see what's new, and it's just using you to do that. So here we go. Let's release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. So we have a new clearing that'll be might come up this weekend. I'm not sure, but it deals with your. It's basically called the auric skin protection. The name will be a little different than that, but it, the cost on it is. $200, and what that's for is to clear out of you all types of situations and things. We talked about that on the Monday program. So it's not up on the website as yet to officially pay for it by going into one of the clearing, you know, pages. So if you're interested, the price is, you know, $200, and it's a clearing that you can use for, you know, a long time. You know, it's not limited by, you know, your age or also by a date where you can only do it for like a month or so. So it's still being put up right now, I believe. But if not, if you're interested, it's $200. You can send me a donation, and I can send you the codes over anyway. And the name will be a change from what you get initially. If I send you the codes, it'll have a different name on it as it's put up, but the code logins will be the same. So back to you.
Okay, and I just wanted to add, Ron, on that healing, there are some prerequisites. So if you are ready to do it now and you want to send Ron a donation, an email, you need to put an email that you've done your whole lifetime emotional, mental, fear body, feeling body, and trauma body clearings. And there was, I believe it was Monday when you talked about this healing, you reviewed, Ron, that when you do the whole life healings, if you've paid for one full price or any healing that costs over $100, your next healing is half price. I don't believe you said there's any half price on the $200 for the skin aura. Am I correct there?
Yeah,
right. It's about the whole life healings that you can buy every other one half price. Or, for instance, buy the feeling body for yourself, and then for your spouse, you can pay half price.
Yes.
I hope that's clear.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, and that's a really wonderful, wonderful healing. And, yeah, you can't search it. Like, if you put it in the box, people are asking what the name is. Well, you can't find it anyway. Right now, you can only get it by emailing Ron. And when we do have the name finalized and it's searchable, we'll make that announcement. Okay, Ron, I forgot at the beginning of the show, I wanted to ask you, is the planet 100% in light?
No. It was a few days ago, I checked, but let me look now. It's not. Okay, seems to be a little crooked, too. That's kind of strange, but here we go. Let's realign it, so I'll count to 10 to do that. And you're going to feel your body actually probably change. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, boy. Hopefully you might feel a little better. So back to you.
I think that did feel good, Ron. I'm so happy that I thought to ask you that. And I guess we're all on the CLS Now timeline. Everybody listening is present and in the now.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Do we have to release any aliens that are listening?
Yeah, let's do that. So here we go. Release the aliens. So here we go. Oh, man, a lot of them are waiting. So I've been waiting for the Friday show here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Got to go to 100, looks like. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So what PBS is doing for us here, a special thing for our program, is in the near future, we'll say within the next month, as they do their programmings, as you call in to listen to the radio program, and you select one or two of the stations, if you select six, well, I don't know if this only acts when we're on the air or not. We'll get some more clarity. But if you hit number six button, then you're going to be able to go to all the archives. That's my understanding. So you can hear archives on number six. Or maybe it might just be the last archive. But we'll see what happens there as they progress with their programming. So we'll let you know when that's in effect here, but I would imagine within the next month it probably will be. So back to you.
Okay, I'm just trying to find an email that somebody sent in about. Here's a good one. I have been running the CTR archives at night, starting with the 12 source energies on January 2nd, 2013. The archives then roll through subsequent shows. I play this in the room with me all night at a very low volume. I have been sleeping so well and peacefully since I have been doing this, and recommend it to anyone concerned with sleep abductions. Also, I play it for my kids, and my son commented that when I play the archives, he doesn't have any dreams.
Well, that's very good.
Great idea. Now, I have put on things as I'm falling asleep. I've never had it actually play all night, but I think that's a great idea. And in case you didn't know exactly what we meant here, we are, of course, now on BBS Radio, but we have an archive on Ron's website, again, creationlightship.com, and it's CTR. It's a different radio station, and those are all archived on Ron's site. I believe now you have to sign up for iTunes in order to listen to it, but there is a 12-source energies call, which is wonderful. That's what the person is referring to. They're all wonderful, actually, and I think that's a wonderful idea. You could actually do the same thing with the BBS calls. I mean, BBS shows.
Yep, very good, yes, uh-huh.
I'm not sure, though, if they keep playing like that all night. You know, if they would keep going, keep running. The CTR ones do. That's interesting. I think with the BBS ones, you have to click something to get the next one to go. Okay, here's the one I was looking for. This listener put on the Help Enslaved Aliens video, which is basically what you just did, released the enslaved aliens that don't want to be here on Earth. So this listener has a dog, and I guess they must play ball, and the dog fetches the ball. But today, she did not bring the ball back. And she looked up at the ceiling and was turning around in circles, and then started following what she was looking at to the corner of the room. So that's what alerted the listener to put on getting rid of the aliens. So she's thanking you for that and wondering, is the room cleared now?
It feels cleared, yes. I'd say it would be, uh-huh.
Great, great. So Ron has a recording of Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth. I forget exactly the title now, but you can find that on Ron's YouTube channel, which is Ron Amatron, or the Mr. Oxygen One YouTube channel. It's in both places. And then there's another recording that you've done that you've said we could play anytime we want, and you take our spirits out of our bodies through our heads and put them back in through our feet, and you do it, I believe you say, 20 times, and then you follow that up with a mind-to-heart drop. And that is a wonderful experience to listen to that. And that's the one I often will put on as I'm falling asleep.
Oh, great, yeah. And we're getting, should be having the space holder energies being put up too at some point. So that'll be under the free clearings too. So that'll be, I'm hoping it'll be up by the end of the month here. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, so someone is asking where the 12 source energies are, so let me just go back to that person. It's January, was it January 2nd, 2013? Because I deleted that already. But all of the CTR archives are labeled, and so that one's labeled 12 source energies. It has changed under CTR. You have to sign up for the iTunes, but it should be right in there and, you know, tell you. And, oh, someone's asking for the animal clearing show dates. You know, Ron, you did update the animal healing. You had done one, I think, about a year ago, that you said that'll last forever, and then you did another one. You and I actually did it. I think that might have been in February, but I'll have to check. Okay. Okay, it was, oh, the animal date. Okay, good. Someone, I knew someone was on it. It's February 13th. Of this year, of 2016. So that's a really great one. And you can make that into a, you know, little short recording, just the animal part, because Ron said we can use that forever. And it does make your animals feel really good when you play that. And it was quite a thorough one, Ron. Remember doing that for the animals?
I remember doing something.
Yeah, it was, okay, the listener wrote in, it was a Saturday, and it was at the last part of the show.
Yeah, I do
so
remember.
So that should be easy.
But not what happened.
Well, we thank you. So, okay.
It feels like the people out there are kind of not in their bodies all the way or something. I don't know. It just feels like maybe they're crooked or something or twisted. And so here we go. Let's see if we can get your 108 bodies aligned. So to do it, I guess a quick way here, and this will only work a few times on the archive, so I'm trying to see. We've got 108 bodies, so if I'll just do it divided by 4. So what have we got? We got 20, what's that? This won't work all the way. Okay, what I'll do is I'll do 20 at a time here. So the first 20 bodies, so here we go. Let's realign those. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is going to help. You won't be as thorough as 108 body clearing on the website, but at least it'll get you feeling better. And now we'll do the second set, which would be up to 40 now. So we'll just say 21 to 40. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And number 3 for the third set, say 41 to 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And fourth set, 61 to 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And fifth set, 81 to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the last set, 101 to 108. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so that should make you feel a little better here. Did we get any comments? If you felt your body shifting or changing, or just feel a little more together, a little more conscious possibly. So back to you.
I felt that, Ron, and that felt really wonderful. So the 108 bodies is a whole life clearing on Ron's website. But also, if you do the Body Jumpstart, which is a wonderful bundle, which I believe costs $200, and there's a lot of healings, that is one of them. And it would be, if you haven't done that Body Jumpstart, it's really a fabulous bundle of healings. And then when you're done, all the healings in there, you can pay just the $50 and have that for whole life. So I believe that's the first time, Ron, you've ever actually put all of our 108 bodies into alignment like that on a show. Thank you very much. You've done it often, but you usually do one or two.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But that time you went through it all, and that was very powerful. And we could need that often, right? Like, you know,
yeah,
you could do that, and then something could happen and knock you, you know, out again.
Yeah. I have people that tell me they do that maybe every couple of weeks, that they do that clearing. I'm getting it so it'll take less time. And hopefully that'll be put into place by the end of the month, too, here, where it won't take as long as you get into a lot of the bodies there, because it does take a while to do them all. And we're trying to figure out a way to have it take less time. So back to you.
Okay, great. So someone wrote in, Ron, about the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. Dear Ron, I recently purchased the curses, hexes, and spells clearing and yawned continually while running it. Since running the whole life part, I run it again when I think of someone and find that I'm yawning again. I think that maybe everyone needs this clearing. Wish I didn't wait so long to purchase it.
Well, you're actually right. Once somebody connects with you, thinks of you, they are sending energy your way, and that would, in a sense, be some type of curse energy or something like that, because they're entering into your physical body presence when they're thinking of you. So are they thinking of your face? You know, you're smiling at them. Are they thinking of you when you were upset? Maybe yelling at them or something? You know, what are they thinking about? And what part of your body are they connecting to? Okay? So that could get very interesting with that. And they are projecting something to you, whatever those thoughts are. And that's why, you know, you need that extra protection. And that clearing, you know, can help you because it could take away the stuff that you have there. You know, right now we're in the, you know, the time of the president, you know, or people trying to run for president. And, you know, you have these events on TV. And just think of all the attacks those people are getting. People who like them, people who don't like them. People who are following every single word that the person is saying. And, you know, just to be, you know, start wondering, geez, how do they even live after all this stuff, you know? Because they are taking hits from people. You know, I could say, you know, that, you know, possibly these people maybe are not, you know, may not be real, could be clones up there anyway, you know, the clone replicas could be there, and they probably won't take much of anything. But, you know, I won't go that far. For some people who maybe have more insight might be able to look at that too. So we'll just see what happens as you do that clearing. But, yeah, that clearing is used and can be used for your benefit to get this stuff off of you. A lot. Just interacting with people, not everybody is going to be happy with you. Or they may not like what you're wearing or what you are wearing they may like. Maybe they're jealous. And they're all putting energy your way. So you are being affected by people as they physically see you or hear you. So back to you.
Right. Well, thank you, Ron. That's a really thorough explanation. But I had a thought, too, when I read that testimonial earlier, I thought, yeah, you know, it's not that different from courting. So I do have that people courting clearing for myself, and I run it often. And I thought, it isn't that different. Really, the people that court you are hurting you. So I'm wondering if that's what this listener was running into, that when they did the curses, hexes, and spells, they were also getting rid of some courting. It's kind of, yeah, a short walk between the two, right?
Yeah, I would say so. So let's work with energies here. We could try some pins. People talk about the pin clearing, so I'll do a sample of that. I don't know if I'm going to do one in March or not. We'll see how the shackle one turns out. Hopefully that's, you know, only going to be for one time, and I might want to do pins again. I don't know. Here we go. Let's take our pins out of our knees, because knees, you know, can be problems, and you could be on a timeline with pins. We'll just see if this helps you. Here we go. So we'll work with your left knee first. And if you're new to the program, you may feel some sensations as I start pulling this pin out. So here we go. I got the pin. And you can think of it as like a darning needle. You know, maybe it's a foot long. Normally people think of a little small pin. Normally that's not the case. So here we go. Taking it out, now moving it. And the one that I'm seeing that I'm releasing goes through your knee, your left knee from the top. Maybe at 11 o'clock and exit top to bottom at about 5 o'clock on your leg. So here we go. And pulling it out slowly. There we go. It's timing out. There, okay. Now it's about a fourth of the way out. And half of the way. There we go. And a little more. Fourth of the way out. There. Now it's out. So check out your knee and just see how it feels. And I will do your right knee. And here we go. This one has some, like, rope or thread, we'll say, or something, yarn tied around the knee. So let's unwind that around your kneecap. So here we go, taking that off. There we go. Oh, man. Here we go. More coming off. Another turn coming off on the right knee. And another one. Like a yo-yo, you know? Another one coming off. There we go. Ah, there it's off. Now we'll look for the pin. Ah, there's the pin. This one goes straight into your knee. 12 o'clock, pulling it out now. Coming out. One. Okay, there we go. Fourth of the way out. Half the way out. Oh, man. It's like, doesn't want to come out. Well, let's see. I'll wiggle it a little bit here. There we go. Now it's coming out. Fourth of the way. One more. And out. There we go. Okay, we'll see if that helps you here. So, never know.
Well, thank you very much, Ron.
The Doors song, you know, what was it? Life is Strange or something? Is that one of the lyrics? Anyway, Strange. Strange or something.
Well, there's people are strange.
People are strange. Well,
people are strange when you're a stranger. I'll spare everyone my singing, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a couple of people wrote in about the 108 body alignment, Ron. Somebody says, wow, I was feeling very unaligned starting this afternoon and somewhat dizzy. Ron did the 108 body alignment on tonight's show, and I already feel a difference. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, for myself, I guess the last week, maybe this week, weekdays possibly, I don't know, but I've just been feeling extra tired. It's not that I'm tired, like I exhausted myself. It's just that I'm tired. And so maybe this the bodies are out of alignment. I don't know. I don't normally... You know, I'm always running 110%, and I felt like I've been running about 70. And for me, that's not really good for what I do, you know. I need to run at 110% continuously. It does not affect the website, though, if I'm down. But for myself, I got to be completely, fully alert in order to do all these programs and everything else. So, yeah, this last week, it's been... just tiring, a very tiring week. So there must be other stuff going on that I haven't put my finger on yet. Maybe it was those bodies. Maybe they're doing something that we haven't figured out yet. The days out there, you know. So back to you.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking the elections, you know, the people running and talking about their gigs, you know. Just think how many timelines that's putting people on. So anyway, if you're watching those events, each one of those candidates will say are putting you on their timeline, and then what are you aligning yourself with? You know, and who's on that timeline? So you may want to look at that if you are watching that. Maybe you have a favorite person, you know. So. Interesting. And it's for myself, it's interesting to hear him talk about, because I had to watch part of it. They talk about America. They don't talk about the United States Corporation, that they're going to be the CEO of a corporation, okay, as the president of a corporation. Like the corporation, you know, McDonald's has a corporation and Walmart, and now the United States is a corporation. And so, but they put the word in there, you know, America. America is not a corporation. So, anyway, if any of you out there are kind of following what's happening, you know, how they're using different words there to make you think that it's all the same thing, and it's not. So I found that interesting to hear the word America, you know, in there, not saying that they're going to be a leader or president of a corporation. see. So anyway, you understand what I'm talking about. If you don't, then you probably need to get educated on what you're really finding out or what's going on. Because they're not going to be the leader of America, be a leader of a corporation known as the United States Corporation. So back to you.
Okay. So it would be better if they were going to be president of America, you know, but they're just using words and not really telling the whole truth. All right, so someone else wrote in, Ron, about the alignment. That clearing was very centering. I felt crooked like the earth was.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really good, too, Ron. I feel, like, more alert somehow, like I'm more present.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay. Someone's asking, what about the water clearing? When is that ready, do you know? Did you talk about I'm not sure if this person means the water charging that you do. Were you going to do some kind of water clearing?
Not that I recall. We could have talked about, you know, an object clearing where you could put water in maybe, you know.
On the conference. Okay, yeah, maybe this, if we're not answering this person's question, maybe they could write in again and... So we're clear on exactly what they mean.
And all the conference calls, we do water charging on there. We begin on one of the conference calls, and we have the 7 containers of water on Wednesdays.
Right.
But, you know, I normally do water on each one of the calls that we have on the weekdays, starting at 5:30 Pacific. And you do get water charged. Today we did 4. We did copper water. We did pain release water. We did skin misting water, and then we did sleeping water. So we did 4 water just today on this call. And today's call was for entities. And the call that will be on Tuesday will be for courting, energetic courting for people. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. Someone wrote in to thank you for the new Alien Freedom Bundle Clearing, and I'm glad that this person sent this in because I wanted to mention it too. It's a wonderful bundle you put together, Ron. It has 4 clearings to free us of aliens, that's the title, and it's $150, and that's a huge savings for people, so it was very generous of you. And what it includes is the alien blood barcode removal, the alien abduction barcode removal, the slime body coat removal, and the web coat removal. And I know, I feel like what happened is the reason I'm happy to bring this up is we announced it at one point and then it wasn't coming up on the index for people to find it and buy it, but it is up now, Alien Freedom Bundle. So, I don't know, Ron, do you want to talk about that or perhaps do a sample of one of those for us?
I don't know how to do a sample on the barcode. That's pretty difficult.
Right. Yep. What about the web coat or the slime body? Is that too hard?
Yeah, I'll do something to pull some of the slime energy off you. So here we go. And if you go into the clearing, it'll have an explanation of it, but this is energies that are attached to you outside of yourself coming into your body, kind of like wearing a coat. And here we go. So getting rid of some of the slime energy. I'll get it off of your head so that way you can see how it feels to get some slime energy off. So here we go. Releasing that. So 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Just see if your head feels a little freer, maybe a little lighter. Maybe you can see better. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And someone wrote in that since you took the pins out of our knees, that their both knees are feeling better. So thank you for that. And also a listener wrote in about the animal, the forever animal clearing, that the same night you did that, which again was February 13th, which you can catch on the archives for on BBS Radio Station 2, she said you announced we could do the spirit barcode clearing. If you've done it for yourself, you can do it on your animals, and also that we could save the animal healings to the earth transport clearing for our pets, too. And that was very nice of you. So thank you, listener, for that. And I'm sure everyone who has pets is going to want to go back in there and listen again. And what I think is a great idea is just make a short recording of it to put it on your phone or have it on your computer so that you can listen to it often. And we're pretty close to having to end the show, Ron. It's 3 minutes after already. So is there anything else you want to say? We have another show, I'll say, tomorrow at 7 p.m. It's Saturday night on the Light Ship. So you can have one physical healing taken care of, something for yourself tomorrow. So try to be on that show live. And and Sunday is the 8-hour call again at 10 a.m. So if you've signed up for those already, you know that, but you still can sign up and join us for 8 hours of healing on Creation Lightship.
So let's hopefully I'll see you at the expo in 1 week. We'll start Friday. So here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind of heart drop. Here we go. So command in your spirit to take your thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. Let's do it out loud, and then we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate your thoughts moving down to your heart. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So, blessings, and we'll see you tomorrow night on Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Same time, same station. And as I used to say when I was younger, living in L.A., be there or be square. I think it was Casey Kasem, I think. Anybody remember that? I don't care. So anyway, and then Wolfman and Jack was really good, too. Wow, I used to like that program. Anyway, we'll see you later, everybody.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Bye, all.
Bye.